It is different in the sense, Bruce, that it is based, a lot of the 120 recommendations in our report is based on the recommendations made by the multinational observer group, which observed the elections, as well as the recommendations made by the Election Commission itself in its 2014 annual report. So what this suggests is that the multinational observer group and the Election Commission itself identified areas and reforms that they felt was needed to create a free and fair environment for the election.
Well, you're the opposition parties, you're not the government. What realistic chance is there that the government will actually act on any of these recommended changes?
Well, it's morally incumbent upon the government, as well as all the stakeholders, to ensure that we accept the recommendations, because the recommendations in many ways suggest that the 2014 election was not held in a free and fair environment. And therefore, it is absolutely necessary, if one wants to call Fiji a democracy now, that we have these recommendations implemented so that we can have some integrity and transparency and accountability into the whole election process, which was absent during the 2014 election.
You've submitted this report to the foreign diplomats in Fiji, and several of its recommendations talk about greater involvement in the election process by outside governments such as Australia and New Zealand and groups like the Commonwealth. Could the opposition perhaps be accused of trying to rely on outsiders for help?
Well, it's not just relying on outsiders. I think it's important because the members of the multinational observer group, the countries that were involved in it, actually directly supported the election process and the conduct of the election, and through a lot of funding. And the taxpayers of this country would also like to see that the elections held in Fiji are free and fair, and that their dollar going to the conduct of the elections is properly used. So I think every one of Fiji's international friends would obviously like to see a free and fair election, and it is nothing wrong for opposition political parties to make the presentations to those countries which have the welfare of Fiji and its people at heart.
Have the opposition parties been communicating their concerns about the electoral system to the actual authority in Fiji, which, of course, is the Electoral Commission?
I think the opposition parties individually, since the 2014 election, have made their own representations. The National Federation Party, for example, in Parliament, we've raised these issues. And we are now at a point where this joint submission was necessary, because the Elections Office and the Election Commission have not taken it upon themselves to implement the recommendations of the report. And in fact, the Supervisor of Elections is quoted saying on the 15th of April 2015 that they appreciate the MOG report, and he actually considered the report to be a very good one, and that there was an expectation that the recommendations of the report would be implemented. Now, less than 12 months before the election, we are concerned that the recommendations of those reports have not been implemented.
If you don't get these changes, are you so concerned about the present system's fairness that you might take action such as perhaps, you know, including boycotting, participating in the election?
Well, right now, Bruce, our effort is to, we've basically started our campaign today. In fact, today was the launch of that campaign to inform the people, inform the media, inform the stakeholders, and also implore upon the Elections Commission and the government to ensure that these recommendations are implemented, because these recommendations have been arrived at through careful consideration, the experiences of the last election. And everyone knows that the 2014 election was held in an environment where there was a lot of fear, there was media censorship remains in many ways through the Maida decree. And this is why the MOG, the Multinational Observer Group, made specific recommendations, those which involved purely administrative and procedural changes to make it more free and fair, in addition to the recommendations that require changes to the legislation and the decrees that were adopted at the time of the election. So I think what is very clear is that there is enough evidence that the election in 2014 was not held in a free and fair environment, and the recommendations are clearly pointing to the fact that you cannot have a free and fair election in 2018 if these recommendations are not implemented.